This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Wow.
John wants McElhenney on the show.
I do too. I second it.
The guy is, he's really, really sharp. He's
dude,
really
Always
enterprising.
Sunny is
really
maybe the
smart.
Funniest show on television.
Yes.
Like, it's hilarious.
Well, that goes without saying. And the guy is, he loves Philadelphia, and he's doing huge things.
I mean, worldwide things. I know. All right, well.
We got to get him on.
I'm excited.
I can't tell you how
and he is a real Philly sports fan. Like,
he's
like not one of those, like, you know, oh, I'm from Philly, go team. Like, he actually cares.
James,
you know?
How's it working on your end getting Bradley Cooper on the show? God, you are. Okay. I mean, it's just, Ree, see this guy? I mean, it's, you know.
Yes.
We're used to it at this point.
Well, you know.
Because in the midday show, we gave him this assignment, you know, these type of assignments every year. Couple celebs. We'd give two or three celebs. He's 0 for the whole group. He's 0 for the whole group.
Well, they're extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, Kirstie Alley died.
That's an extenuating circumstance.
And Apollo Creed died, but I mean,
well,
you
Apollo
know.
Creed turned us down.
Okay,
before he
but
died,
there's
yeah.
but there's about 20 people that have been on the list
Did
now.
Really well, not 20. There's like 6 or 8.
No,
or whatever,
Apollo turned us down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He said no.
Apollo said no. He's the only one James even got.
No. I got made some headway on some people, but look, not everyone, you know, says yes.
Well,
you can only do so much.
Not everyone tries hard enough. All right. Twitter poll questions of the day. They relate to Ranger Suarez. Let's get to this. Twitter poll is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevy is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question. With an abundance of starting pitching, do you think Ranger will get traded during the season, yes or no? During this season, yes or no? John? How did people vote?
I'm going to say people think he will be traded. So, but maybe it's not reasonable to expect. So I think it's going to be as close to 50% as you can get. 51% say yes.
So it's not that high, but I'm surprised how high it is. 38% think he will get traded. I don't. I recognize he could. I just don't think it'll happen.
See,
but 38% think he's going to get traded in the next 2 months.
It's just such an unusual situation have a superfluous starting pitcher.
Yeah, it's
so
bizarre.
I guess we just don't have experience with what this looks like exactly. It makes so much sense for us to try to get something for this player.
Well,
kind of thing isn't ever done, or if other teams aren't willing to sacrifice a star reliever for a star starter because no one thinks a star starter is going to be available, then we're in trouble.
Person tweeted in a good thought, even though you don't see it often, it's rare, but a three-teamer could be a potential way to move Ranger. You know, you trade Ranger, you know, through another team, and you get someone's reliever from a bad team who's willing to move him. You move Ranger to another team's contending, and they send prospects to that team.
Yeah.
And that's at least a It's possible.
I like
three teams. They're rare, very rare these days, but it's possible.
I love the sound of it.
Kans, what about my Lizardo theory that if Dombrowski thinks Lizardo is not going to sign here for the kind of money they want to give him, then Lizardo gets traded?
I don't think there's any chance they would do it at the deadline. I think that could
off-season?
Be off-season. Yeah. And even then, I doubt it. But it is possible. If they think they can sign Ranger and they don't think they can sign Lizardo, they could trade him.
Because I'll say this. If you're Dombrowski, you don't want to wait to the end of Lizardo to sign him. You want to sign him sooner than later. I mean, you do. So, all right. Second poll question, another similar type of topic. Who is more likely to start a playoff game this October for the Phillies, Nola or Ranger? John, how do you think people voted? First, let's all go on the record ourselves. I say Nola. I'm not thrilled about it. I'm just saying I say Nola.
Yeah.
And he might round back into shape and become the kind of guy that deserves it. As of now, he doesn't deserve it. Rhea, Nola or Ranger, who do you think is more likely to start an October game?
Well, here's the problem. If Nola doesn't round back into shape, they can't just go in because they gave him a huge contract.
I agree.
And Ranger's pitching, it's got to be Ranger.
So you would say Ranger's 100%. More likely. Okay.
Yep.
Seltzer?
I think it's Nola, and sadly, I don't think he has to. I think Nola's starting a playoff game, no matter what. He's here for 5 more years after this. Like, I know we don't like that, but the Phillies have shown that they do stuff like that. Like, I think Nola is starting a playoff. He might be the 4. Nola's starting a playoff game.
John,
I feel super confident.
Which do you think?
I think it's Aaron Nola. He has been such a workhorse. It's sort of in the cards for that. Just the time put in, almost.
Who do you think wins the poll?
I'm going to say Aaron Nola.
Ranger wins the poll, and I'm a little surprised by that. But
I think it's hope.
I do, too.
I think people want Ranger to start, which we do too. But
I'm not even on the record like what I hope. Like, I hope Aaron Nola rounds back into
shape.
Honestly, I hope it's Nola instead of Ranger, so Ranger can be an effective guy in the bullpen.
Yes, because Nola's going to be here for 5 more years.
There's
we need him in the future.
Yeah.
But my point is, I don't think it's going to depend on how they pitch. Like,
you
I think Nola
right.
is pitching in the playoffs no matter what.
You may be right, mm-hmm. and they'll get blasted if they put him in out there for the wrong reason, especially if he then struggles. Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well, Ken.
Hey, John, I just want to tell you, you're doing a really great thing there. I was never a two-dog-at-a-time guy. in November, my wife caught me after 3 old fashions in Aruba, and we wound up adopting a golden doodle puppy.
Oh, boy. You mean when you already had one dog under your belt?
Yes.
Oh.
And they love having one of their own kind in the house.
I agree. And we're still adjusting to this. Like right now, they're still trying to assert dominance upon one another. And it's kind of funny because you got one that's got us, you know, much larger. And you got one that's like a giant head with tiny legs that running around.
So, Ken, John's talking about, you know, his dogs. But I'm still where you were a minute ago, Ken, to which I have to ask John this question. John, you ever do 2 dogs at the same time before?
Oh, man.
I mean, Ken, that's where you framed the whole the whole thing was 2 dogs at the same time.
I've owned 2.
Joe.
Why does your mind always go there?
Because Ken said it. Yeah, Ken's talking about 2 dogs at the same time.
I don't associate animals in that way. Like, I don't
what
hear
way?
That. I don't,
what way?
Your
I don't,
way.
I don't
talking
think
about taking a dog for a walk
sure.
and then one in one hand and the other dog in the other hand.
You know, Joe, I have 2 cantaloupes in my refrigerator right now. I never really thought
about
that way either.
Well done.
Yeah, the problem is you can't really work with 2 cantaloupes at the same time, but that's a whole other matter. All right.
Well, you would know
you would not.
For yourself.
All right, Ken, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, I mean, look, I don't believe in curses. So, you know, Saquon, and I think the symmetry of, you know, he's number 26 and it's Madden 26 and all of that, perfectly fine with that. But I'll tell you what, Nick Sirianni could just as well deserve to be on the cover of Madden. And you know, it's notable that we're not having book tours and we're not having victory laps and we're not having all – there's look, I don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl again this year. They've got just as good a chance as anybody because they are that good. But we have to start acknowledging that part of that is because we have this head coach and there is just no way he's going to take his eye off the ball. And with him and the way he approaches things and his obsession with getting better and Jalen Hurts and his obsession with getting better. And obviously there's differing opinions on how much better Jalen Hurts has gotten. But the resume speaks for itself. This guy just wins football games. Nick Sirianni just wins football games.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I am allowing myself, and this is a hard place for long-tenured Philadelphia sports fans to go. I mean, for some of these younger guys, who don't really know what it's like to
live through pain,
you know. So I have a hard time getting worked up and feeling sorry for them when, you know, the Eagles lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, Ken, give me an answer, a scene based on real life.
Well, this is actually based on real life. And Ray Liotta's surprise in the scene is real because he didn't know it was coming from Joe Pesci, the I'm a clown, I amuse you scene.
Yeah. So that came from someone that said that to Pesci, right, years earlier in his life?
I believe so. It definitely, he's right. Ray Liotta didn't know. No one knew. Yeah. All the reactions, like the reason all the guys around him look so terrified and stuff is Pesci and Scorsese didn't tell anyone they were going to do that.
Yeah.
Pretty, which is great.
Pretty good answer right there. By the way, I got to round back to that thing. So Ken's basically saying for older people what they've been through, and I'm in like hopefully halfway through life at this point. Hopefully I got a long way to go. But I get it, the pain of a Philadelphia sports fan. It dawned on me recently that I think for the young kids, and I'm going like 10 and 12 right now and 14. I mean, they're not like young, but you know, youngish. I think the Sixers thing is their welcome to that side of being a Philadelphia sports fan. Like, because if you think about it, let's say you were 5 years old when the Sixers made the playoffs the first time with this group, and I'm saying Joel, 2018, I think it was. Like, there was so much hope that they would win a title, at the very least, like, truly compete for it, like, truly compete. And here we are 8 years later, and it's like the whole thing is...
Well, the bottom fell out.
Completely fell out.
And it's rusted through. And
yeah. That to me is for the 14-year-old. That's like the when my parents and my grandparents, my aunts and uncles have told me about how it can be sometimes because they've been riding pretty high.
Realistic, that we can be this.
Yeah, dysfunctional. And you can make the case the Phillies losing in the end of the postseason 3 years in a row is a side of that, and it is. But there's been a lot of fun with the Phillies' journey. The Sixers thing has just been a root canal. Really has.
I agree. I've got a major question about. You?
What?
What's the rule on sweatshirt?
Oh, yeah, I noticed this.
Wearage?
You wore that
What's
yesterday,
the rule
right? It's definitely
on,
the
like,
same new sweatshirt you got.
So
right?
I wasn't going to wear
we
it again today.
We complimented you yesterday.
Yeah, they're like, oh, great
on
sweatshirt.
On the new sweatshirt. Yeah, yeah. Hey, nice job. You wore something different than the sweatshirt that you had previously been wearing every day.
Yep.
Now, are you going to wear this sweatshirt every day also?
No. I do like this. It's very comfortable.
It's a cool sweatshirt.
Was it in the car when you got there today and you were cold?
So the thing is, I wasn't
as properly packed for Amy from Villanova last night. And so I did have undergarments that are all clean, but I did not.
Socks? What a change.
New socks, yep, new good socks. But
this
yes.
is a step in the right direction.
But I did not have a second
That's
sweatshirt.
Good, though.
And it was really cold when we got in here
At
this morning.
New socks.
Yes.
It was chilly.
It was. Yep. So anyway.
Okay.
Out in the hub. They call this the...
Oh my God, it's like
it's
literally winter.
Today. Yeah, crazy. Anyway, all right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
It's time's yours.
John, what is this sweatshirt spelled backwards?
I can't read what the sweatshirt says.
Means this seltzer? Sweatshirt spelled backwards is?
Ava, something, you got to hold it higher. I can't see from here.
Are those
Ava,
even
I can't
English
see
it's
letters?
Avalon. It's
Avalon. Okay.
Avalon spelled backwards. It's a very cool sweatshirt.
Oh, wow.
All right.
We look forward to seeing it again tomorrow.
You may. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Once again, Saquon has leapt into our hearts. Backward leapt into our hearts. What a season, man. What a season.
Yeah, there's no question. Look, it was an absolute all-timer, to say the least.
Feel free to refer back to this after the season's over. Everybody calm down. Saquon Barkley is going to live up to the Madden cover. He's going to rush for over 2,000 yards again.
So that guy went with the Saquon. Not, you don't get that
Saquon,
often.
Saquon, yeah.
Every once in a while. I mean, to me it's Saquon, but he went Saquon.
Saquon's reverse hurdle is something that none of us have ever seen at any level of football. It was one of the most amazing things I've seen. When I saw it happen, the jaw dropped, and I'm just sitting there in awe. We need to push to have that as the logo of the NFL. You got Jerry West as the logo on the NBA. We need to have that as the logo in the middle of the NFL.
That sounds awesome.
Interesting.
You know what I'm thinking?
What?
Saquon, your name... Joseph could become Joseph.
Could have one.
And we could go Joseph or
like
Zeffy.
I got one friend that calls
me
that.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember like a kid back in my area, Zeffy Penn in Central PA.
I remember
was
Zeffy
awesome
Penn.
Basketball
yeah,
player.
He played, where'd he play? Zeffy Penn. He played.
The name rings Zeffy a bell, but I can't place
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's vaguely familiar.
He was
where
either
did
a well
he go?
Known college or pro. Zeffy
did he go to
Penn.
Pitt?
I mean,
almost Zeffy Penn. He had to be college.
Probably.
Zeffy Penn was awesome.
I remember that guy, but let me look him up. Zeffy Penn.
Yeah.
A massive congratulations to Saquon Barkley. Good for him for making that cover. He is now only the third player for the Eagles' history in the game to be a 99. He absolutely deserves it.
Wow. So Zeffy Penn, Villanova?
Yeah.
98?
He went to McDevitt. That's why I know him. He went to McDevitt, which is where Ricky
Shady
Waters went. Which
no,
is where
Waters, yeah.
LeSean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Villanova went. 98. So I guess he was on some of those Kittles teams. All right. And with that said, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I don't think you can... I don't know that you can pull off Zeffy.
No, I don't think I can. But Villanova,
but it's a cool name.
But Villanova couldn't pull off beating Old Dominion in 95, and I'm still cheesed about that. You remember that seltzer?
Mm-hmm.
Jason Lawson's the only guy that showed up that game.
Yeah, Jason
Seriously?
Lawson.
Jason Lawson was great in that game. The rest of them stunk in that game. And I love those guys, but they stunk in that game. Hey, Nick in Bucks County, you won tickets yesterday on our show. If you missed it earlier, I announced earlier, I just said the wrong name at the end of yesterday's show. You won it with the Karate Kid. So just know, Ed did not win. Nick, you won. We'll see you next week at the game. Now, we got to come up with a winning answer for today's Phillies tickets that we're giving away. Based on a great scene in a movie that's based on real-life circumstances, we got good answers. We got the end of The Pursuit of Happiness when Will Smith's all happy. Great answer. We just got the I Am Use You clown scene in Goodfellas. Great answer. We got I thought the Apollo 13 scene was really cool. With Cronkite, the wife at home, you know, that was an amazing
That's
scene.
That's a great answer.
Great answer. Sully landing the plane in the Hudson. It's a big answer. And the Titanic, which is what I was thinking all show would be the answer, but I'm kind of leaning Cronkite right now. Titanic, boat goes down. That's also a very big answer. What are we thinking here?
I think those are the three. I think it's Titanic, Goodfellas, and the Apollo 13 answer.
I like the Goodfellas one a lot, but I would be willing to go Cronkite.
I think
it's Cronkite.
I mean, I'm good with it.
I thought it was Titanic, but I got to tell you, the Cronkite thing was big, man. And the way the guy sold it with having seen it live.
Yeah. Feels it is, because every time I see it, it's like I've seen it the first time, and I still get stressed out watching the movie. I'm good with that.
This to me is an upset, because going into the show, I expected it to be Titanic and the boat going down. But, Mark, you sold me and you sold the others with Walter Cronkite, the wife at home, and losing a connection to the Apollo 13. That's great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.